Heber City Manager Matt Brower says the city is excited to conduct surveys as part of the update to the Heber City's general plan that was last updated in 2003.
This is an initiative that we're trying to get all residents and all stakeholders excited about and to participate in. We've had two public meetings. We have a website dedicated to this effort, and on that website is a 29-question survey that we hope all residents will take.
Brower explains what they'd like to learn from the online survey.
What they think about the future growth in Heber. What we do know is that Heber has had a history of growth and it will have a future of growth. So the question is, what do we want that growth to look like, to feel like? And that's the feedback we want from residents.
You can find a link to the survey on KPCW's website. The Envision Heber 2050 initiative takes a look at areas that are outside of Heber City's current boundaries.
What we're looking at is what we're calling our area or zone of influence, the area around the city that will ultimately influence us and that we can have influence over. Remember, this is a 2050 vision, and so it's quite likely the city will annex areas outside the city, so it makes complete sense in my mind's eye to look at these areas and see how they could be planned.
One area that may soon be annexed into the city is the Sorensen property. The approximately 5,500-unit development is located northeast of UVU, south of the Jordan L Reservoir. Brower says that the project is located in an area marked by the annexation policy plan as a potential area to be annexed into Heber City.
It could. It's interesting. During the Wasatch-backed Economic Summit held on May 30th, there was a presentation that identified no less than six major developments in and around the Jordan L Basin, with the Sorensen project being one of those. So although it's a large project, it is but one of a half dozen that will take place in the area north of the city.
Whether the Sorensen property is annexed is up to the landowners, but Brower expects that it may be one of the many projects annexed into the city in the next couple of years.
I imagine Sorensen will be one of the bigger ones. I do expect to receive a petition for annexation in the very near future. The county already entitled it at 5,500 units. I imagine that's going to take a lot of time and effort to assess that project and assess the benefits to the city. Another project is called the VXC. That's located on Highway 40 and Coyote Lane. This project was reviewed by council last Tuesday and an annexation agreement actually approved. So most of the growth in the future of the city is going to look to the north-northeast.
That's Heber City Manager Matt Brower. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.